Reuben, thank you for being with us this morning.
Howdy, Scott. Good morning.
And first of all, congratulations on being the newly elected member of the Bryan City Council. Your first meeting, we were just talking about it off the air. It's kind of light and jovial, which is nice. We didn't have too many controversies that you had to take on this first time.
That was an open session. However, you know, in closed session, executive session, we've had some discussions back and forth. Not everyone's kumbaya. I mean, we discussed it professionally, which is a great thing, I think, now. And, you know, we can disagree, but do it in a professional manner and come to a solution.
Right.
So I think that's great.
Remind people of your experience prior to being elected to city council.
Graduated from Texas A&M. I was in the Corps of Cadets, class of 1996. Worked for a Fortune 500 company, Archer Daniels Midland. I currently work for MISCON Americas. I'm a national sales manager. I actually was on the P&Z, Planning and Zoning Committee, for the past year, and I'm also on the Bryan Business Council, which I've come off of both, of course, with the city council election. And from born and raised in Bryan, Texas, in District 1, which I represent, and love Bryan.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your experience on P&Z and what does that you think prepare you for as far as liaison? What other committees or commissions do you want to, as a member of city council, be connected with?
Planning and zoning prepared us in a sense, and I say us. I was on planning and zoning also with Councilman Madison, who was newly elected. And it's a great stepping board, I believe, because it kind of gets you ready for the agendas and the specifics that relate to city council. As far as that being said, definitely want to continue to be involved with downtown development, since I do represent District 1, which encompasses downtown Bryan. Also, one part of that is a quiet zone, which I was just recently appointed to. That's the what we're trying to do to ensure that downtown area is a little more quiet due to the traffic with the trains that pass daily. Some other boards, of course, I actually am the new liaison between the Bryan City Council and the Bryan Business Council,
okay,
which Ben Hardiman has relinquished and turned over to me, which I'm looking forward to.
Sure. Now, and let's talk about District 1, because you do. You had, it includes downtown Bryan, but also just as important, that area that you're continuing to try to develop west of downtown Bryan, because you are trying to make this all walkable area. You want to kind of change what the situation had been at near downtown Bryan. So tell us a little bit about the developments, the changes in the streets and the neighborhood right there in that area along where the railroad tracks run and adjacent to downtown Bryan.
Yes, sir. We have some great developments in the works that will come to fruition very soon, and we want to continue to develop that with more retail. There's going to be commercial, of course, commercial retail, residential. It's going to be phenomenal. We have the new business that's coming in, the Ice House, which is on Martin Luther King and
right there at the
Bryan
dead end.
Right, yes, sir.
Right at the end of Bryan. Mm-hmm.
Which is going to be phenomenal. Square One just recently had their grand opening yesterday on William Joe Bryan. And there's just phenomenal businesses that are relocating to Bryan, and we want to give them incentives to do that.
Okay, well, and that's on the north end. And while we're talking about that, then, again, as one member of council, what are your thoughts as to how green space should be used there? Do you think a lot of two or three small? All right, I'm on the executive committee of the Downtown Bryan Association, so I need to say that. But the idea is there's some discussion as to what will green space look like in downtown Bryan. As one member of council, what are your thoughts of the best way to utilize green space?
That's a good question. We still have to. I think having the green space, Scott, actually enhances downtown. It gives, like you said, the people that are coming to downtown to visit an area to sit down, to relax, you know, whether it's another splash pad on the north end of downtown. But we do have to keep that green space that the city owns, I think, is important to have.
Well, you know, we understand, obviously, the first thing a developer wants to do is put living space in there so that they can rent or sell whatever they decide to do. But there have to be other amenities down there. There have to be maybe a little hardware store or some grocery store. What can the city do to maybe accelerate that type of development, because that's going to have to be there too if downtown is going to be truly a walkable city?
I think that is going to go back to whether the city council wants to provide incentives for these companies to come in and develop those types of businesses in downtown Bryan, which I believe the general consensus in the past has been to provide those similar some incentives to businesses to come down into downtown Bryan.
Dallas, I also want to talk about near West Side, and I'm ignorant to the school that used to be there that's now abandoned, the two- or three-story school campus. Bowie. Which is that Bowie?
Bowie School.
So what should be done with that?
It's actually, that's another great question, because we've
discussed
that.
That's why I have you here, so we can talk about these things. Yeah.
I have, Scott, I have a list of items I want to accomplish in the 3 years that I've been elected to city council. And, you know, one of the items that popped up when I was walking door-to-door campaigning was Bowie School. The citizens in District 1 are ready for something to be done with Bowie School. As of now, I mean, it's an iconic, historic location.
Sure.
However, it is becoming every day more and more of an eyesore. It's something where people, I guess, go into when they shouldn't be in there. From what I understand, mm-hmm. it is privately owned right now. So the city of Bryan does not own Bowie School.
Okay, you're right.
That has come up several times.
And yeah, it was the school districts at some point, right? But the city's never owned it. So
right, I'm sorry, city.
If you have an irresponsible landowner, then, who's not doing what needs to do, if people's bad decisions put them at risk if they go inside that building, I mean, there's some liability for them as well. So what can the city do as far as that's concerned?
I think we need to work closer. Code enforcement needs to work closer with the landowner. And we need to discuss how to get this property developed sooner rather than later, mm-hmm. because something needs to be done. Scott, I drive by that location 4 or 5 times a day, and it is an eyesore. And at night, if you go by there, you see people going in and out, and it's a burden on the Bryan Police Department to have to enforce that on a daily basis. And what happens if something terrible were to happen inside Bowie School? Should we wait until that happens? No, we shouldn't.
Well, literally, you're just a few blocks away from the main street of downtown Bryan. It's not like it's on the outlying areas. I mean, it's right there.
It's one block. You cross the street and you're at Bowie School, which is a prime location for development.
Sure.
And we'd love to see that property develop. I spoke with Joey Dunn with the city of Bryan. I've already spoke with the city manager, Keene Register, regarding Bowie School, and we have planned to reach out to the business owner to kind of discuss and how to move their project forward.
Mm-hmm. Well, you say Ruben Marine's here this morning. He's the new District 1 city council member for the city of Bryan. You say you got a list. Share your list with us. What as far as the priorities are concerned for your district in the city?
Well, first of all, Scott, I'd like to thank the citizens of Bryan, the citizens of District 1, for coming out to vote, showing their voice that they wanted a change in District 1 with the new city council member, and I want to be a voice for those citizens. And number one on that list was infrastructure. You know, if you drive in District 1, there's a lot of streets that aren't curbed, that are still open ditched, and you have school buses. You know, I can name off a few, Palisota Street, Commerce Street, Leonard Row, which is part of TxDOT, which we would need to work with them to get developed. But to me, those are more safety issues. You know, we have kids walking down those streets. The streets are very narrow. We need to work at getting those streets repaired, and that's something the citizens voiced. And like I said, I want to be their voice to get that done. Second on that list, Scott, that the citizens voiced were the unity on the city council. And I think as of the first meeting this past Tuesday, I think we're accomplishing that.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to get better. We have a council that I believe is going to work together. And number three is city services, which the city of Bryan, the staff is incredible. Those guys do a great job. Mary Lynn, Keen, you know, we have a great city staff that does just a wonderful job.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll work to continue those city services and make sure they're on par with the rest of the city for District 1.
Looking forward to talking to you in the future as you move through and become an experienced city councilman. Thanks for the time this morning.
Yes, sir, Scott. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet.